Very happy Saturday afternoon. Sun is shining, a little bit chilly out there. The river's still green, but it's slowly fading back to its normal color. And we got a new guest here today. We've been having folks from the Wallace Miller Law Firm on for a couple months now, and now Nick Kelly joins the lineup. Nick, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. Nice to meet you, John.
And you're a personal injury lawyer, right?
Yes, sir.
PI for short, as you say.
Yes, sir.
And you cover all sorts of, well, you tell me. I mean, the cases run the gamut, right?
Right, yeah. So, you know, primarily car accident cases, premises liability cases, work accident cases, essentially any case involving somebody who's been injured as the result of somebody else's carelessness.
And what's premises liability? What does that mean?
Good question. And I always have to remember to refrain from using legalese.
Yeah, I ain't a lawyer, dude. Come on.
So premises liability cases, put simply, are just cases involving somebody who's been injured on somebody else's property or in a business, again, as a result of the property owner's negligence or the business's negligence.
Mm-hmm. And why'd you get into personal injury law?
So I've always loved helping people, and I wanted to choose a career where I could really sort of maximize the value that I bring to the world and the community. I've always enjoyed reading and writing and telling stories, and this is a career that affords me that opportunity every single day.
We've had a lot of personal injury lawyers on this show over the years, and they're all well-meaning individuals, and I always like asking them this question because I feel like, unfortunately, there is a stigma about what a personal injury lawyer is versus the reality of a lot of hardworking personal injury lawyers who are just there for you on your worst day. I'm sure you noticed that stigma too of certain people, firms that we're not going to name here, that will just take any case they can. They're just trying to get money out of this,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, so absolutely. There are plenty of firms who take cases indiscriminately. They don't spend a lot of time with their clients. They don't spend a lot of time working up the cases. They just settle cases. They sort of churn and burn them. But then, you know, on the flip side, there are also tons of lawyers who are incredible people who care about their clients and care about the outcomes of their clients' cases. It's a warranted stigma to some extent, but mm-hmm. It's also, there are plenty of good people out there too.
So the technique of some of these firms, again, we won't say their names, is to just get as many people as they possibly can to call them. They take the case, they try and get to a settlement as quick as they can, churn and burn, like you're saying, just to rotate through people.
Correct. Yes, sir.
And what is your approach?
So my approach is, you know, I feel incredibly fortunate to be invited into somebody's life, to be invited into their homes, into their communities, like at their worst time, right?
Yeah.
In a time of need. So I treat every single case or every client's case as if it were, you know, as if they were a family member. I work up the cases. I talk to them whenever they need to talk to me. I just spend an incredible amount of time developing the evidence that needs to be developed and guiding them through the process. And I think that makes a huge difference in the outcome of their case.
And while you may be working on multiple cases at a time, when you're with that individual, you are giving them the time, dedicating yourself to them. It's not a quote-unquote churn and burn.
Correct. Yes, sir.
And it takes a lot of time to go through these cases, right? If it's done the right way.
Absolutely. You know, some cases can resolve within a few months, but some take years, right? And you have to have an attorney who's willing to fight for you and file a lawsuit if needed and go to court for you. We don't shy away from that at Wallace Miller. We do whatever we can to maximize the recovery for our clients to make sure that they get the justice that they need.
I'm glad we have you here today because we've talked with other great lawyers at the firm who represent tons of clients on class action suits or mass tort. What's it called? Mass tort something,
yes,
or
sir.
Another?
Yeah.
Mass tort cases. But they always mentioned they had this personal injury side of things as well. But I feel like it's the same whether it is for 100 women who have been victimized by some consumer product or thousands of people that have used a lawn product that they are facing cancers from, whatever it is, or if it's one person, you guys kind of bring the same energy and spirit to each individual case, right?
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Every single case is important to us and every single, yeah, I mean, they're, our clients are at the top priority for us. And so, mm-hmm. Yeah, we bring the sufficient attention. We've got an incredible team. My paralegal is awesome. Her name's Ari, by the way. Shout out to Ari.
There you go.
The managing partners are incredible. All the attorneys at my firm are incredible. Ed, Mark, Molly, Tim, Jessica, Juan, Matt. There's so many people I wish I'd give could give a shout out to.
Yeah, this ain't an Oscar speech.
Sure, come on now.
But they're playing the music.
Yeah, no, I love the team that we have. Yeah. And I'm blessed to be a part of it.
So tell me a little bit about you. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Carbondale, Illinois. I don't know if you've heard of it.
All know Carbondale downstate. At night, Carbondale gets us on the radio down there, so our signal goes that far at night.
Nice.
So go to Carbondale. Did you go to school down there? Where'd you go?
No, actually, so I went to undergrad up here at UIC. My parents are actually from Chicago.
Oh, okay.
So I always had some connection to the city, but when I was 16, my friend David and I rode our bikes up to the city from Carbondale.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
you rode a bike from Carbondale to Chicago?
We did. I think it took us like 4 days. It's been a long time, but we camped along the way. We got up here. We stayed with one of our friends who lived on Argyle Street, and he showed us the city. It was incredible. Like, you know, I fell in love immediately. The food, the diversity, the culture, the lake, you name it. So I went here for undergrad. I met my lovely wife, Chola. She's another shout out. But I met her. I studied English and philosophy and history, and I just felt like sort of the natural progression would be to go to law school, and I studied for the LSAT. I was fortunate enough to do pretty well on it, and I landed a full tuition scholarship at U of I in Champaign.
Hey, all right. ILL.
Yeah, yeah. So
can I watch the game later on tonight, by the way?
I will, yeah. You know, my bracket's depending on them, so... Got to pull through.
And go Northwestern as well, too, or a Northwestern station here at WGN. We'd love to see them win. Nothing would make me happier, although it'd be a contentious than Illinois Northwestern pairing up in the Elite Eight. Okay, so why law, though? Like, I mean, you said, I did my LSAT. Of course, I wanted to become a lawyer. Why?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. Part of it, to be honest, there's not a great reason except for, in my English classes, in my philosophy classes, I was really learning how to articulate arguments, dissect arguments, analyze arguments, and it just was what interested me. And so I was wondering, like, what kind of career can I make out of this?
Right.
I don't have any lawyers in my family, so I didn't have a whole lot of guidance, but I've seen My Cousin Vinny, a great movie. Seen a few good men,
You got the gist.
I got the gist.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm glad I chose the career that I chose because it's a gratifying one.
That's awesome. I have so many more questions for you. A lot of them related to a 4-day bike ride from Carbondale to Chicago. But after the news, I want to chat a little bit more about what happens if someone's in a car accident, these elements about personal injury that you can maybe give some advice to people on, or just some general thoughts about what they can do in certain situations. This is Nick Kelly from Wallace Miller. You can reach Wallace Miller online at wallacemiller.com. Give him a call, 312-261-6193. Of course, that's Monday through Friday. It's 312-261-6193. We'll do that after the news on WGN. Still got Let's Get Legal here, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association on WGN. Joined by, I think, the only attorney that calls me sir. Patrick Dolan certainly doesn't do that. Mike Leonard, other ones don't. I appreciate that, Nick. That's very respectful of you.
Absolutely.
Nick Kelly from Wallace Miller, you're a younger guy. You're in your 30s, so you're kind of starting out in this profession.
Yes,
not
sir.
Starting out. I mean, you've done it for a couple of years now, of course. Personal injury, is it everything you've dreamed of? Do you really enjoy the aspects of talking to people and helping them out through some of their worst times?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, I can't say it enough. I can't imagine myself doing anything else other than this. I mean, mm-hmm. It's the most gratifying experience. I mean, especially, helping out a client, getting a great result for them, putting them back on their feet, or at least you can't totally compensate somebody for what's been taken from them by way of health. I mean, there's no amount of money that can ever really make them whole again. But the best outcome is a financial recovery is the only recovery. It's the only available remedy in the civil justice system. So doing a great job for a client, having them be happy with you, and then having them be a lifelong friend of yours is second to none.
I think sometimes people see like big judgments for someone who was in a car accident or something, and maybe it's in the millions of dollars, and they think like, okay, I mean, I'm all for that person getting compensated, but boy, that just seems like a lot of money. I don't think people consider, number one, the damages, just the emotional stuff that people have to go through. But oftentimes people have to retrofit their houses depending on injuries. They have to move. They have to change. They don't get to work again for the rest of their life. I mean, like, it may stick out as like, oh, my God, that's a lot of money for that person. But they're owed that money, right? It makes sense. This is not some exorbitant chance for them to spend it on luxury vacations or anything.
Yeah, no, there's nobody in their right mind would trade away their health again, right, or incur a permanent injury for any amount of money. I mean, it's just, you know, again, it's some of my clients have permanent back pain or they've got nerve damage that will affect them for forever. And so even aside from the economic losses that they've suffered, the non-economic losses are more substantial, in my opinion, right? A diminished ability to enjoy the things that you used to enjoy. If you've got grandkids that you can no longer pick up, and you can no longer play with, that's a huge loss, and it's not easy to quantify, but it's my job as the attorney to do my best job to get the client to tell their story and get a jury or an adjuster to quantify that for them.
Right. I think part of, and you mentioned jury a couple times, the idea being that other PI firms that we talked about earlier, they don't want to go to trial. That means they spent way too much money and time on the case, and they just want to churn and burn, like you've said now a couple times. The idea of they got you a settlement, they move on to someone else. Obviously, settlement is part of what you could possibly do for people, but going to trial doesn't seem like something that scares you.
No, not at all. And to be completely frank, the best outcome that you can achieve for a client is to maximize a settlement short of going to trial. You minimize the risk of trial. You minimize the stress of trial. But the bottom line is sometimes insurance companies are just unreasonable. They don't see eye to eye with you in terms of value. They don't see eye to eye with you in terms of who caused the incident. And so, you know, they sometimes put you in a place where you need to go and take a shot at them. And that means going to trial.
And you're ready for it.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's talk about just car accidents, because I think that's a where a lot of your clients probably come from.
Yes, sir.
We're all in, you know, hopefully, God willing, not involved in, but it's happened to a lot of people. So let's say there is a car, you're involved in a car accident. Like, what are the first steps that you recommend for people? I mean, obviously, like, the medical care in the moment is probably the primary concern, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, first things first, you know, pull over somewhere safe, make sure that you and your passengers are okay. And if you can, go and check on the other driver to make sure that he or she is okay. Afterwards, call 911 as soon as you can. And if you're in a position to do this safely, begin gathering some information from the other driver, you know, their names, their license, their driver's license number, their insurance information. That's really important. And provide that information to them as well. And the next piece of advice I give, it's, you know, only heed it if you're able to do this safely. It's not going to make or break your case one way or the other. But you might take pictures.
Pictures, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. You might take photos of your car and their car and the scene in general. When the police arrive, they'll gather a statement from you and they'll gather a statement from the other driver. At that point in time, just be truthful. Be explicit about any injuries that you've suffered or that you think you've suffered. So if you're feeling pain in your neck or your back or your arms or legs, you know, just tell them about it. And if you need an ambulance, make sure to let them know. The biggest piece of advice, I think one of the most important things I tell clients is to go out and get whatever treatment they need. And so in the immediate sense, I think it always makes sense, if you can, to go to the ER or at least an urgent care facility, because your health is of paramount importance. But for purposes of your claim, it also creates a record and it establishes a causal connection between the accident and the injuries that you'll be claiming down the road. So the smaller the gaps between the accident and the treatment that you get, the better it is for your case. But again, I mean, first and foremost, it's about making sure that you're doing okay.
You mentioned the pictures that they won't make or break, which I think is important because I feel like you're on the interstate where people are zooming by at 70 miles an hour. If you don't feel safe out there on the road or whatever it is, taking a picture, don't do it. Do not
exactly.
Go, do not overextend yourself.
Right, 100%.
Because you're going to be able to maybe recreate things or do things afterwards. And
yeah.
You can't do that if the person is dead. I mean, like, do not do anything crazy.
Exactly, 100%. You know, you can your attorney or you can take photos of the car and the other person's car later on. The attorney, if it's warranted, can hire a reconstructionist to come out. So yeah, it's not worth risking your safety.
But having said that, if you can, go ahead and do it.
Absolutely, yeah.
It couldn't hurt.
Yeah.
But don't feel like you have to put yourself in any danger to do so. When do I call you? When do I call an attorney in this whole process?
I always, you know, I know this sounds self-serving, but it's not. I mean, I recommend that people call an attorney as soon as they can. So, you know, maybe a day or two later or, you know, a week later, just whenever they're able, feeling up for it. Because it's important that when the injured party begins to initiate the claims process, that they've got an attorney who can either offer them guidance on doing it themselves or intervene and do it, and the attorney will step in and initiate.
With the insurance.
With the insurance company, with the at-fault driver's insurance company, but then also with the injured party's own insurance company.
Do I have to be hurt to call you? Or, I mean, like, is that what the element is too? Or maybe even feeling some pain? Like, what's the, it's kind of hard to tell or do a self-diagnosis on yourself. Like, let's say you didn't go to the hospital. You felt okay. Maybe you feel a little stiffness in your neck. Still call you guys just to talk through it?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's a free call, free consultation. You know, PI attorneys operate on a contingency fee basis. So they're not charging you anything until they make a recovery for you.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't hurt, and it can only help to call an attorney right away, because then, you know, maybe you're feeling a little bit sore, but you think you're fine. Your attorney might say, well, hey, I think it's in your best interest to potentially go to the doctor to get checked out, because if your pain doesn't go away for weeks or months or even, you know, years, you want to make sure that you're doing everything correctly, and the attorney can help you do it correctly.
You have like documented evidence along the way, like,
exactly.
Doctor saw you, they saw pain, here's the date, look, it's a day after or the same day as the accident. That helps you tell your story when you need to as a lawyer.
Absolutely, and it helps tell helps the client tell their story, and it helps the doctors who come in and testify tell the medical side of things.
Right. So you guys don't get paid. I know there's a common saying in the business, we don't get paid till you get paid, but that's legitimately what it is. But coming along with that means that, like, if you need to, your firm hires experts.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, you're not like, oh, you know, we don't get paid unless you get paid, except for these 10 things that you have to pay up front for, like an expert for X, Y, or Z.
Right. We front all of the costs. So from the inception of the case, you know, the start of the case, when we're ordering the police report, the medical records, an investigator, if we need to, we cover those costs. We all the way through litigation, and if the case goes to trial, we cover the cost of experts, and again, as long as it's warranted, we don't skimp on any of those expenses, and those are expenses that are not reimbursable to us until we make a recovery for
right.
you.
And also, I just want to note that lawyers like yourselves at Wallace Miller, by the way, we're talking with Nick Kelly from Wallace Miller, like, you know what investigative tools, like, I think some people think that they can do a lot by themselves before they get a lawyer involved. But, like, you guys have practiced at gathering cameras from nearby businesses, right? Like, you guys have maybe some investigative powers and know-how that the average person like me wouldn't even know where to get started with that stuff, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So, I mean, you know, whether it's sending FOIA requests or having an investigator go out and, you know, survey the scene themselves, or hiring a reconstructionist, I mean, yeah, a lot of it can be complicated, and I mean, it's just, I think it's important for clients to focus on what they can control, which is going to see the doctor when they need to, and to focus on their recovery. I mean, it's just not advisable to also have to shoulder the burden while you're getting better and not feeling your best, and you're missing out on work and you're missing out on life, to then try and have to navigate a pretty complicated process.
Right. You know, we talk about a scenario where someone feels good enough to be calling lawyers after the fact, but the reality is there's some circumstances where someone, I mean, they're waking up in a hospital after an accident that they don't really have much of a recollection of, and maybe this has happened to a loved one. Should loved ones, I mean, like, be calling on their behalf? Like, if you know someone that's been in an accident, they're to the hospital, I'm not saying you call on your way to the hospital to go see them. Obviously, you want to tend to your loved ones first.
Yeah.
But you should be fairly soon after that calling a lawyer, right?
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
And I think that it almost seems a little gross to do that. But again, time is everything in those cases. And you're not going to approach it as someone who's like, I'm going to go interview this person right now. I need to see. You're going to handle it in a way that is respectful, make sure that the person gets back on their feet or gets back healthy as they can while you're navigating this process.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
I just feel like some people think like when they call a lawyer, you're going to have a bazillion questions and need all the answers immediately. But you guys have experience being respectful of people during recovery too.
Definitely. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So WallaceMiller.com is the website, 312-261-6193. Nick, I'm going to kind of end with, as we've said, there's other personal injuries out, lawyers out there, and a lot of them do great work. What do you feel like you do? I don't want to say better. I'm not trying to make you pat yourself on the back. You don't seem like someone that wants to do that. But why should someone be calling you and Wallace Miller?
I mean, I truly am invested in all of my cases. And I think if you're invested in your cases, it means you're going to research the relevant case law harder. You're going to work harder on the case. You're going to care about the case more. You'll do everything in your power to achieve the best possible result for your clients. And I think, you know, whether that speaks to my skills or abilities or whatever, I think just caring about the client is the most important thing because it motivates you to do the best that you can.
Right. We had an interesting text, actually. I just want to read it from you, from Bob in Beverly, who's actually a licensed private detective. And he offered a piece of advice about something not to do, talking about cases on social media, posting pictures on social media.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you'd agree with something like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
So keep it to yourself and your lawyer and your family.
100%. Thanks, Bob.
I just thought, hey, that's actually a really good point. Wanted to get that out there.
It is.
Okay, Nick Kelly, WallaceMiller.com, 312-261-6193. The next time you come on, I got to learn a little bit more about your bike trip from Carbondale to Chicago. I got so many questions for you, okay?
Absolutely. Anytime. Thanks for having me, John.
For sure. We'll take a break.